Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Tony Fields has transferred over from Arizona. He's become an incredibly impactful player for this defense.
The guy who wears number one for West Virginia, averaging just a hair under 10 tackles per game. And he's a guy that just got here this summer. He played 4 years in Arizona.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. Today I have West Virginia linebacker Tony Fields II joining the podcast for an interview to discuss his college career as well as his preparations for the upcoming NFL draft. Fields finished his four-year college career with 375 total tackles, 9.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, 3 interceptions, and 6 pass defenses. Tony, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's a blessed day. Blessed to be here. Blessed to be on the show.
Well, that's great, man. Enjoying the process of interviewing you along with all the other draft prospects. We know the NFL draft is rapidly approaching, but to get this interview underway, Tony, I want to give a bio blast to all those listeners out there who may not be aware of your college career and the fact that you did start it at Arizona. First, you were an all-state first-team selection in your senior season at Desert Pines High School in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then you went to start your career in Arizona in Tucson with the Wildcats, started all 37 games for Kevin Sumlin, before transferring to West Virginia ahead of the 2020 season. We'll talk about your tenure at West Virginia in just a moment, but how pivotal were those three seasons in Tucson for your development as a player?
I mean, it was the most important, I feel like, because I went through 5 different linebacker coaches there. I went through 3 different defensive coordinators. I learned a lot just from being there, I mean, and maturing a lot as a young player and as a person, as a human being, as a man in general. I mean, I was just there. I showed up as a 17-year-old freshman. I mean, I graduated high school early, so I showed up a young guy, and I just had nothing but maturity and nothing but growth the whole way throughout my first year and my last year in Arizona.
Fast forwarding to the 2020 campaign, I mean, you certainly excelled for the Mountaineers in your lone season, garnering first team All Big 12 honors and co-newcomer of the year by leading the team with 88 tackles. 4 of them were for loss, 1 sack, 1 interception, 2 pass defenses in just 9 starts. You once again made an immediate impact for your new squad. Tony, what factors played into your productive 2020 season?
I mean, it was do or die in my mind right before the season started. It was my senior season. I mean, I didn't want to come back and play another year in college. I wanted to go on and play in the NFL. That was always been my dream and aspiration. So, I mean, that was another thing. I played with extra chip on my shoulder with that. And I just went in and my teammates, I got to thank my teammates most of all because they trusted me and I trusted them and we played and we gave each other a lot of energy and that's how we made plays.
Now, how did you enjoy playing for Neil Brown and his staff during your short stay in Morgantown?
I love the staff. I mean, the staff was the number one thing I loved about them was they held everybody accountable to the same to the same standard. Everybody had to do the same thing. Everybody had to show up and do everything on time. And if it wasn't done, you were punished. And everybody knew that. So it was just, it was a different type of mentality that was developed on that team. And I feel like I came in and I meshed well with everybody on the team as well as the coaching staff because I had the same mentality.
How was it for you playing the 2020 season amid COVID-19? There was a lot of uncertainty, Tony, as to whether your opponents were going to be clear to play with the COVID numbers soaring in the fall. How did you handle that entire process?
I mean, I took it day by day, and I just made sure I was ready to prepare and prepared for every game that came to that came Saturday. I didn't want to act like we weren't going to play the game. I didn't want to take a chance and not prepare as much. So I treated every game, every week, like we were playing a game. And we had only had one game canceled, so it was great for us.
Well, you finished number one in the Big 12 and number 27 nationally in tackles per game with 9.8 and ranked number 16 in the Big 12 in solo tackles with 34. What makes you an effective run stopper?
I think it's just my hush for the ball. I love ball, and I was told once when I was a young boy, nothing in a football game goes on without the football. So if I'm on defense, I got to get to the ball. So that's my number one priority no matter what happens. If I get knocked down, if I trip or fall, I'm going to pop right back up and get to the ball. So I'm flying around. That's my number one priority.
With your play style, it appears that you can thrive in both the 3-4 and 4-3 alignments in the NFL. Is that something that you've been echoing to NFL teams?
Not so echoing. I feel like I can fit in any scheme in the NFL just because I'm a well-rounded linebacker. I mean, I can put on the weight that they need me to put on if they want me to do some extra banging in the on a defensive line and rushing or anything like that. I can do anything they want me to do. So I haven't really thrown out any schemes or anything like that. I'm just waiting for a team to call me.
You did stand out at your West Virginia Pro Day, running a 4.5 40, the fastest recorded time among school Pro Day participants, a 7.063 cone. You got 17 reps on bench. Do you feel like you made a strong impression on NFL teams with that workout?
Yeah, I feel like I went out there and did my thing. I did I went out there and did what we trained to do, what my trainers and everybody helped me do throughout this whole process. I mean, it was a long process, and I feel like I ended up completing it in a good way.
You do fit the mold of today's NFL linebackers, Tony. Explosive, quick, sideline-to-sideline type of player. How confident are you in your ability to make an immediate impact for whichever team drafts you?
I'm completely confident. I mean, I always trust myself, and I will always bet on myself within anything that happens. So I know I'm going to go in, and as soon as I get picked up, I'm looking for the playbook. As soon as I get off the phone with that coach, I want to get my position coach on the phone and get the playbook. I want to learn everything and make sure I can get in right away and get on the field. I mean, special teams, that's the number one priority.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Priority because I know that's what they're looking at me for right away because I'm a rookie, but I'm not going to just bow down to any upper guy in the league, any NFL vet. I just want to go in and play.
Tony, one thing that was pretty significant for you during this pre-draft process is you were selected to participate in the 2021 Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. How beneficial was that week for you?
It was great. I mean, like I always say, I really appreciate Jim Nagy for inviting me and letting me participate into the Senior Bowl, just because it's a lot of kids that wish for it. I mean, I watched it growing up, and everybody wishes to be invited to the Senior Bowl. So it was a great opportunity, and going out there and being voted the linebacker of the week by my teammates, by the guys out there on the field that I'm playing against, was even more of an honor. So it was just a great experience for me.
How were you able to get acclimated to the NFL style of practice and preparation?
I mean, I feel like I've always been being groomed to be prepared to be practicing in the NFL. In high school, we've always taught each other to stay up and not hit too hard and to take care of each other, but practice at a fast pace. And that's what the NFL is, practice at a fast pace. College football, everybody really practices at a fast pace, but it's all about taking care of your teammates at the end of the day. So that's what it is.
What can you say about your leadership and your maturity both on and off the field?
Definitely it's been developing throughout my whole college career, and I feel like at this point I'm at a good point, but you can always keep developing. So I feel like on the field I'm always a guy that'll speak up when I need to speak up and try to if I have to check somebody in a different way, I have to check them. But I've learned so many different techniques to talk to people, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different way to be spoken to and wants to be taught a different way. So I've learned that. And off the field, I like to take care of my teammates, like take care of my people and make sure they're always okay. I mean, if anybody's in trouble, I always tell them to call me and make sure I'm the first person they call.
We already talked about your ability to be a force in the run game, but you're also pretty productive in coverage. 3 interceptions, 6 pass defenses throughout your college career. What can you say about your ability to defend the pass?
I feel like I'm good at defending the pass. I mean, I've played so many different positions throughout my football career. I've played wide receiver in high school, and then I've played every linebacker position in college. I mean, I played the outside linebacker a couple of times. I played inside backer. I played Mike and Will with the inside backer. So I played every linebacker position, and I've had to learn every different coverage technique, every different zone scheme, every different man technique. I've had to learn everything. So I feel like I'm pretty good in coverage.
It's crazy to me, Tony, because as you said earlier in the interview, you've played for numerous coaches during your college career at Arizona. Then, of course, you learned a whole new system at West Virginia. Do you think that's going to benefit you as you enter the NFL?
Completely. I mean, just from, like I said, all the defenses I've learned, I've had to learn defenses within a couple weeks with West Virginia and with Arizona. I mean, we had a new defensive coordinator my last 4 months there before I transferred out, and I was in the process of learning a new playbook, just had finalized it and learned it pretty much, and then boom, I transferred out. So it's been a lot of learning of football, and that's a plus on my hand, and I'm happy about it.
Let's talk about film study, Tony. We know that is a pivotal part of the game, learning how to improve yourself, also scouting your opponents. Talk me through how you enjoy watching film.
Definitely enjoy watching film. I mean, I love to watch the game copy, obviously, just because that's the real showtime thing. You see everything, but I like to analyze film. I like to see what the running back does. I like to see what the old lineman does. Like, I've learned so many different schemes and different ways to watch film from all the different coaches I've had, and like a defensive analyst we had my last year at Arizona, Henry Hobson, he helped me out a lot as well. He showed us a lot of ways to watch film, and I still use his ways to this day.
Tell me a couple of people throughout your life, Tony, that have been instrumental in your success and your development throughout high school and throughout college.
I mean, my dad, for sure. My dad's put me in sports. He's ran me through. He's made me keep going when things got harder. He's always made me go run the hill. So my dad's for sure the number one person that's put me in the sports and made me do this all. So I always give him all the credit. And then I have a lot of coaches, like my coach Kelly. He always supported me, and all my high school coaches, David Hill, and every one of my college coaches. I always give them all the credit, just because they really taught me the schematic things of football, and they taught me the real techniques of football that are going to get me to the next level, that got me to the next level.
So more on the pre-draft process, Tony. How have you been taking it all in, talking NFL teams, Zooming, on phone calls? Has this pre-draft process been what you expected?
That's hard. I mean, I never expect anything like this. I tried not to. I try not to expect things because you never know what'll happen. I'm not a guy that'll get nervous about anything. I just live life in the moment sometimes, and that's what I've been doing. I've been living life in the moment, and everything's been going great.
And who have you been training with during these last several months, getting you ready for the NFL? Where have you been at?
I've been training with Phase One Sports in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And how have you enjoyed that?
I mean, I love it. It's home. I'm back home, so I'm still close to family. I can go take a trip 30 minutes to my family house any day I want to. And my workout facility is 2 minutes away from where I live. So everything's very convenient for me, and it's comfortable.
That's nice to hear, man. Familiarity is always good for anybody. Now, my last question, Tony. We know the draft is coming up a week from this Thursday. So do you have any current plans for that weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to throw a little draft party with my family, do some things with my family, and that's about it. I don't want to really go out and do too much because, I mean, it's business coming up. I don't want to show out or do anything like that.
That's great, man. Always spending big-time moments with family is always a plus. Well, I enjoyed having you on the podcast today, Tony. I wish you the best as you continue your preparations for the upcoming NFL draft. I can't wait to see where you land.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me, and let's hope I'm landing high.
All right, man. Yes, sir. Take care, and God bless.
God bless you as well.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.